We at First EPC believe that the Bible is God's Word, God's truth, that it's living, it's active, it's the only infallible way of faith and practice, which means it doesn't have mistakes. It's uniquely and fully inspired by the Holy Spirit. So we need to know what it says, and we need to believe what it says. It is our anchor. Hear God's word as it comes to us this morning out of Joshua, continuing with our series, verses 6 through 9 in chapter 1. Hear God's word. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to the law, all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray a moment. Lord, I pray that you would minister your grace to us in this few moments as we gather around this word. That your Holy Spirit would open our hearts and open our minds so that we might understand, that we might have just a little better glimpse of who we are and what you want us to do and how you want us to live in this world, how you want us to be the church of Jesus Christ standing right here in Roanoke. Oh God, minister to us, teach us, convict us, allow us to grow in your grace. In the name of Jesus, and we pray. Amen. Well, everyone has fear. Probably what we need right now is some great big cymbals to crash in the back, and then everybody could feel a little fear. What was that, you know, as we would react? I've known people who were afraid to be married, to get married. I've known people who are afraid to take a new job, afraid to start a new business, afraid of a new ministry. All those. And you maybe have too in many ways. Even worse, and much worse, I think, I've known people in business or people in ministry or people in relationships who, at the first sign of trouble, the very first sign of trouble almost, allow themselves to give in to their fear and run from the situation. These are people who show up for the battle, take a good look at the enemy, and decide it's too risky or too much effort to even try. So they turn and they go home. You know, sometimes fear prevents us from starting what we should start. Other times, it prevents us from finishing what we need to finish. Always, always, it prevents us from maximizing the moment. We've been in a series just started last week of these first six chapters of Joshua. Leaving the desert land, moving in to the promised land. What is God wanting the people to do? What is God wanting Joshua to do? The sermon this morning is about courage. because it takes courage to follow. It takes courage to be a Christian. It takes courage, maybe lots of courage at times, to stand against the ways of the world and for the cause of Christ. If we're to live the life that God has called us to live, if we're to claim the promise that God has set out before us, we have to learn how to deal with fear and doubt. We need to learn how to overcome with courage. With courage and conviction. You know, there used to be a little game that we played called Paper, Rock, and Scissors. Everybody play that game? You know, as a kid especially. You know, in that game, the rock always crushed the scissors. I don't know why it's a funny rule, but it always crushes the scissors. Well, it's the same way. Same way. Courage always crushes fear. Always does. It always does. It always does. That's because fear is a feeling. Fear is a feeling. And courage is an attitude. An attitude that leads to an action. And so the question before us is, how then do you develop courage? How can I be more courageous? Well, read Joshua 1. That's a good place to start, right there. God shows us with His truths about courage. And we need to embrace these truths if we're to be successful as His people in this world. If we're to move from the desert land to the promised land. Listen to what God is teaching Joshua and his people and us in this passage. And one of the very first things he says to Joshua is that courage is an essential to following God. It isn't just a nice attribute. It's essential. In the verses 6 through 9, God speaks to Joshua about courage and about carrying out his mission, which is to move the people of God from the promised land, from the desert to the promised land. And he begins by saying, right there, be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers to give them. God's call on Joshua's life was to lead the Israelites out of the desert into the promised land. Joshua was a transitional guy. God's call on your life, God's call on my life, in some respect, also involves moving from point A to point B. In our home, God may be calling us to take our family just a little bit deeper in their walk with Him, a little closer to one another, a little more loving, a little more supportive maybe, more committed to each other. In areas of our life, at work, at church, whatever, God is moving. God is always moving, and He's calling us to start moving with Him so that we can be where He needs us to be. And moving, following, takes courage. Takes courage. If you're going to get where you need to be, if you're going to do what God wants you to do, you're going to need to demonstrate courage along the way. Why? Because there's going to be obstacles, lots of them, that you're going to need to overcome. Because there are going to be times when success doesn't just go your way, doesn't seem to be even possible. Because there are going to be days when turning back, it seems to be and maybe is the easiest thing to do. Because you don't really know what tomorrow is going to bring. Because you don't really know what the promised land looks like. Where is God taking us? Where is God taking you? Do you have all the details? No. You really don't. It takes courage because some days you may feel like you're in this thing all alone. It takes courage because most people you know are going to adopt a wait-and-see attitude. It takes courage because failure always seems to be one bad decision, one bad episode away. When you get serious about moving forward in life, personally or professionally, relationally, maybe most importantly, spiritually, you're going to find that fear of all that newness, fear of the unknown as well as the known, is always willing to keep you company. It's never far away. So if you want to find God's greater purpose in life, if you want to move from the desert land to the holy land, you've got to decide now. You've got to choose courage over fear every turn of the way. It's essential. It's essential. A second truth about courage that God shows us in this passage is that courage is a choice. Remember I just said you have to choose? Courage is a choice that you and I make. Take a look at these verses again. Three different times God says to Joshua, be strong and courageous. Three different times he tells him. For those who think that courage is some kind of emotional reaction to fear, that it's just something you feel, then God's words are going to seem impossible. Often God's words seem impossible. But the fact is, we don't experience courage the same way we experience fear. Because as I said before, courage is an attitude. It's that attitude. It's not a feeling. An attitude that leads to something, leads to some action. That's why God told Joshua to be strong and courage. You, Joshua, be strong. Not that I'm going to give you strength. We pray for strength. We pray for God's strength. And he answers that prayer. But he's telling us, in a sense, to buck up. Be strong. Be courageous. Take hold of this need. Take hold of what you see, what I have shown you that needs to change in your life. Because courage is a choice. And it's a choice that Joshua had to make. Nobody could make it for him. He had to make that choice. It's not like God told him to be tall or be left-handed or, oh, I wish Doug was here today, or be Irish. Can't do anything about left-handedness, can you? Can't do anything about being Irish. Can't do anything about being tall or short. No. God told Joshua to be courageous because courage was a choice he could make. It's not a feeling. It's an attitude. We're always going to have fearful situations. We're always going to have those moments where things startle us and shake us. There's going to be many times when we think we might be better off to quit than to stand. But following God calls for courage, not for fear. And almost every time you see fear as the driving force, you can know it's not God. It is not God. And you think back to COVID, think back to some of the stuff we've walked and gone through. And we fell for fear. That wasn't God's plan. Fear is a feeling, and you don't have to act on your feelings. Courage is a choice. It's an attitude that leads to action. And that needs to be the driving force, the only driving force behind our decisions. A third thing about courage that we find in this passage is that God shows us that courage has to be nurtured. It isn't innate at all. Fear comes naturally. Fear comes naturally. Like I talked about those clanging cymbals, you know, that would startle us. That would bring that, whoa, what happened? Fear comes naturally without any effort at all on our part. It's an automatic emotional response. Courage, on the other hand, must be developed. Fear is a habit. And you can make a habit of courage, but you have to make it. You have to work at it. It isn't natural. It isn't natural. God spoke to Joshua about how to be strong and courageous. And listen to what he said in verse 7 and 8. Only be strong and very courageous. I like the word very right there. Very courageous. Being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. How do we nurture courage? God gives it to us right there. You nurture courage by following courageous examples. Moses was a leadership example for Joshua. And God said to Joshua, do what you learned from Moses. Follow his teaching. Follow his example. You know, Joshua was his own man, and God had set him apart for a huge purpose. He was his own leader. But God reminded him from the beginning that he needed to hang on to those lessons that he learned that made him a strong leader, that would make him effective. Lessons he learned in leadership from his mentor, Moses. Most all of us probably have some brave people in our life, in our memory, whose example we can follow. They can be biblical characters, but they can be also personal people who have intervened in our life over the way, that we've looked up to. We've seen how they reacted to challenges and setbacks. We've noticed how they stand up to difficult situations. We learn from them. And we need to learn from them. That's one of the first things that God's telling Moses to do, or Joshua to do. Follow Moses. Look at this man. He got it right in many ways. Learn to do what he did. And when you find an example, a good example, a godly example, follow it. That's what he's saying. Follow it. That's why Paul told the church in Corinth, imitate me as I also imitate Christ. That's why in the book of Hebrews, the writer says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life. Imitate their faith. Now, I know we talk about following humans. You know, we're all flawed. Every human's flawed, no doubt about it. You know, we say, well, we're just going to follow the perfect example of Christ. Well, good luck. Certainly to strive for that. But sometimes you learn more by following the guys that mess up and then come back because of the grace and mercy of Christ. That's a good learning to find, because you're going to mess up. Guaranteed. Every one of us. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. That's what God said to Joshua. Look for examples to follow. He also said, you'll nurture courage by getting into the Word of God. And certainly that was part of that first piece, because Moses was a man of God and a man of God's Word. God tells Joshua to apply the Word to his life. And look what he tells him. He says, speak the Word. What does he say? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Now, he's not saying don't speak. He's saying it will always be in your mouth. You shall always be speaking it. Think the Word. Not only speak it, but think it. Meditate on it day and night. Do the Word so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. God's telling Joshua to immerse himself in the Word, in Scripture, to know it, to speak it, to think it, to live it. I can tell you this, the more of God's Word that we put in ourselves, the easier it is to be courageous. I know, and that's, I don't really much care how you put it in yourself. I've just found that there's all kinds of ways. I used to say, you know, the only thing that probably doesn't work is to put your Bible under the pillow and sleep on it. That probably doesn't work. But if you read it, even if you think you're getting nothing out of it, if you'll read it, if you'll pray it, if you'll listen as others may teach it and expound it, if you get on the radio or listen to good teaching, any way you can get it in yourself, it'll be there and it'll bear fruit. And it's a whole lot easier to be courageous when it's there than if it's not there at all. You want to be courageous, you want to face the unknown, you want courage to leave the desert land and go into the Holy Land, then immerse yourself in God's Word. That's how you nurture courage. Another way you nurture courage that God shows us in this passage is you put your trust in God. You put your trust in God. You know, that's kind of the final show. That's kind of the final thing. God said to Joshua in verse 9, "Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Where else did we ever hear those words? Last week, wasn't it? We heard that in verse 5 that we took on last week. God is with you wherever you go. Twice God has promised never to leave Joshua. Twice God has promised to be with his people. He says it over again because he wants Joshua to remember that, and he wants the people of God to remember that. He wants you and me to remember that. He is always with us. He's always there. From the time you open your eyes in the morning to your head hits the pillow at night, God is there. Everywhere you go, He is there. And you can just think about what that means. It means that nothing's going to happen to you. Nothing is going to happen that you and He cannot handle. Because He's there. He's there. It means that even in the battles, even in the difficulties, even in the darkest moments, God is beside you. Knowing that He is with you helps you nurture the courage you need to live your life in the place that God wants you to be. And that's all that's important. God is moving. God is always moving. And He's calling you and me, as His people, to move with Him from the desert land to the promised land. What are we afraid of? Tomorrow? Yesterday? The known, the unknown? Success, failure, criticism, pain, defeat, disappointment? What are we afraid of? Why aren't we moving? You know, we know in the big picture that God's calling us, and we know what that calling's all about. It's about going into all the world and making disciples. We know that. Seeking and saving the lost. Those are the biggies. That's the umbrella picture. We know that somehow we're a part of that process, or we're called to be a part of that process. God is calling us to live that truth in such a way as to bring Him glory and honor. And that's our purpose. That's our focal purpose. And fear is a natural reaction to a very difficult and very uncertain situation. Fear is a natural reaction to change. Maybe we haven't been doing what God wants us to do. Maybe we've only been doing it sporadically. God wants us to change. He wants us to move. If we're going to move with God, then it's going to be a change. Guaranteed. And we're going to be afraid. We're going to be afraid. And that fear will cripple us, unless we realize what it really is. Remember, it's just a feeling. Just a feeling. Courage is the attitude, a deliberate attitude, a nurtured attitude, a chosen attitude that'll give us the victory. Courage, however, it isn't optional if we want to experience the fullness of God's presence in our life, if we want to experience the blessings that God has for us, if we want to ever get in to the promised land, so to say. It's going to take courage. Just, you know, you read the rest of the book here. It wasn't just a cakewalk. It won't be. But it is glorious. And it's where God wants us to be. He wants us to move out of the desert into the promise. Always does. Always does. Courage isn't automatic. It's that choice. It's that choice. It doesn't come naturally. It has to be nurtured. Nurtured through godly example. Nurtured through God's Word. Fear is going to prevent us from entering God's place of rest if we allow it. It can keep you stuck in the desert forever. And I know a lot of people stuck in the desert. We see a lot of people stuck in the desert all around us every day. You see a lot of homeless people walking around. I see people come here. I prayed with a gentleman last week. He's stuck in the desert. He's stuck in the desert. It's not a thing I can ever do for him. Really not. God can deliver him. But he's got to make a choice. He's got to make a choice. And I know sometimes we say, well, those folks, they're mentally ill or whatever, you know. Does that mean it's impossible for God? No, it's not impossible, God. Nothing is impossible with God. We got to make a choice. We got to be courageous. And we got to speak that word. We got to believe that word. We got to live that word. That's what courage is. You remember that story 40 years before this story in Joshua? When Moses sent the spies into the promised land? You know, they've been on this ground before, standing on this side of the Jericho, of the Jordan River. Moses sent spies into the promised land to see what it was like. Oh, and they came back. They saw everything that was there. Stories about flowing with milk and honey and all the stuff that was there. They actually brought stuff back. You know, big old grapes, big old things, food and stuff. Couldn't believe it. The blessing that was in that land. But most of those spies who came back, all they could see were the giants. Well, it's there. But it's impossible for us to get from here to there. They spied it out. They were afraid. They were afraid. And they forgot all about God's promise. We can't let that happen to us. We can't. We can't let that happen to our church. God is saying to us just what he said to Joshua: be strong, be courageous, go for the life that God has promised you. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't think it's an impossibility. Go for the life that is promised you. Go for the life that God has promised his church. God has brought every one of us to this place for his purpose. Today, choose courage. Choose courage and trust God to take you into his place of promise, that place that he has already prepared for you. Next week, we're going to continue moving. We haven't got there yet, have we? We're going to continue moving out of this desert land into the promised land, and we're going to start in chapter 2, and we're going to do the story of Rahab. Talk about faith to change our world. Let's pray.